Popular polygamist Musa Mseleku of Mzansi Magic's Uthandonis Tembu fame recently went viral on Twitter after his comments on polyandry were shared. Musa was invited to speak on his views on polyandry, and he damned the proposal, saying that it wasn't well thought out and it was a misguided attempt by activists to equalize men and women. He labeled polyandry as an attack on the institution of marriage. This week on the Chisa Life podcast, we got hold of Musa to elaborate on his views and to explain why he is against polyandry as a polygamist. My name is Griselda Kekana. Welcome.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re morning, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
We just wanted to get a more elaborate, perception of your view, because we published the mini video that of you speaking about polyandry on ENCA, and your fans and the rest of South Africa was really interested to find out, you know, the context of why you were saying what you were saying and why you stand where you stand on the matter. Are you able to share with us a little bit why your views are against polyandry?
I view this as a direct attack on the institution of marriage as a whole. I stand by that. I will then tell you why. There is a reason why we are seed carriers, and one as men. And one of those reasons is to make sure that we build families that are based on values, customs, and tradition. We have to build a nation where we'll have people that are going to grow out of that being raised by proper functional families.
Okay.
So what I see here, what is going to happen, we are going to have so much of fragmented families which are not going to be carrying any particular form of a direction in terms of building family.
Okay.
Because you will have one woman having, in my case, four husbands, and each husband will have to have a child of his own, which will bear a surname of that particular husband. Because no matter how you can try to say a child must take a surname of this wife, spiritual and cultural, that is not going to happen. Because a seed carrier of that child is the husband.
I hear you.
Yes, so you can try and say, no, because I am married to this wife, I will then automatically say I'm losing my birthright of being a seed carrier. It's going to be on paper, but not in the form that we as human beings have been created.
Okay.
And secondly, I feel that women are using this card of equality, not necessarily in the right way in this regard.
Okay.
Because polygamy is not something to satisfy your physical needs. It's not about that. It's about making sure that we build families that are going to be coming from one particular line.
So in the traditional sense of you're building nations that belong to a certain clan or a certain, you know,
yes,
a bloodline.
Yes, yes.
All right.
I think the cut of equality has been pushed or used because somehow women, they want to feel having the same, in my view, power, if I say, as if we are also practicing polygamy because we want to maintain a particular powerful position, whereas that is not the case.
So for you, you believe that the proposal is more about women wanting to exert the fact that we are equal and to have the same in quotation marks, to have the same power that they believe men have when they have a choice of taking more than one wife.
Yes, because there is no family that is going to come out of that. Once we are putting people with different tenants in one house, they're going to fight. You see, so I think it's misplaced, this equality point that they are putting here. Because I don't think any family is going to come out of this.
What if, or what of the argument that, you know, for the people that are for polyandry that are saying we are not saying that introducing polyandry and making it legal means every woman in South Africa must now go and marry multiple husbands. We want to just have the option. Do you have is that unreasonable, you think, that women want to have the option to do it should they wish or should they do it?
One of the reasons why this country is suffering from degeneration of morals, it's when one person suggests something that looks good before it gets into implementation or being practiced. Then the negative effects of that are only realized down the line. That we should not. But it will be difficult to reverse that decision because it will get passed and taken as something that is normal. I am saying in this case, it's only people who care less about values and traditions who are going to say, let us have this particular option.
I was going to ask, is your core argument that polyandry is an African, that it's not something that we do in African cultures perhaps, as opposed to the backing that polygamy has because it has been done over decades in our cultures?
I'm not only basing my argument on that polygamy is an African concept and polyandry is not an African concept. No, it's way bigger than that. I'm saying when you have two men or three being married to one wife, the purpose of marrying as well is to reproduce people. And physically, I don't think women, in their condition, they can be in the position to do that. Women are refusing to give birth even when they are married to one man. They are saying one child is okay, or maybe two.
Okay.
In this case, you will have men competing to have children out of this woman. And in my case, once a woman is pregnant with another man's child, I am not supposed to be sleeping with that woman.
Okay,
Then it means it's not a matter of me protecting tradition alone, but I'm saying there are certain things that are going to complicate this.
That are going to complicate this arrangement and that are detrimental, in your view, to the woman.
Yes.
All right.
And then the issues of tradition, they come to play as well, because we are spiritual beings. So can you imagine when I am having a sex with a woman who's pregnant with another man's wife? That spiritual is going to cause problems to this unborn child, you know? Because then it means I will be exerting my power as well to this particular child, who's not my child. And what is going to happen when this child is born? This child will find him or herself being torn apart. Because he is going to be torn apart spiritually by this kind of setup, which looks good to those who are advocating for it. But I don't think they have thought it through what sort of implications are going to be there once it's been tested.
I hear you. All right. So you...
So,
You shared your views, and the immediate reaction from people that know you, you know, in your capacity as a well-known polygamist, they were like, no, this is hypocritical. Why does he think it's okay to have four wives, but it's not okay for a woman to have four husbands? And you have explained now in our conversation the different, you know, logics that you have for the reasoning of being against polyandry.
I've also explained it on my YouTube channel. I've tried to put a 13-minute video there to explain this.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, you may go ahead.
All right. So, I mean, at the essence of it is, like I said, I mean, I'm not for or against. I'm neutral in this conversation. I'm interested in the debate as it comes up, as these activists speak on why they want polyandry to be recognized. I think it's in line with many other things, because the law of South Africa itself has been built a lot on patriarchy being given, you know, a higher priority, for lack of a better word. Don't you think that polyandry then would move in being like the first move in domino, and the effect would help the equality, perhaps not directly into things like sex and spirituality, like you said, and families, but in terms of the equality that is necessary for women in the country to know that they have the option?
You see, the difficulty here is not that we are objecting to polyandry because we want to do so. I think the lack of understanding why we are practicing polygamy is the cause.
Okay.
We are not practicing polygamy because we have just waken up one day and said we want to have many wives. If you go to different households where polygamy is being practiced, you will get different reasons, which some of them are cultural, which some of them have to do with certain aspects happening in that particular family.
Yeah.
But I think in this case, we men have decided to ignore why men are practicing polygamy. You know? Our families, we don't want them to die. Already we are suffering from families where there are absent fathers, there are issues of women and children abuse. And I think this is going to perpetrate that. Because I know the ego of men, only men, in my view, who are weak, who are going to agree to this setup. This setup on its own, naturally, it will never be able to work if you have men that are strong enough. Because they will
but
never
don't
agree.
You think, sorry to cut you, don't you think that if we are talking about weak and strong men, the strong men would be the one that would be able to do this, because they would be emotionally mature and maybe even spiritually and culturally mature enough to understand the implications of entering into such an agreement? Because, I mean, weak men are the ones that do gender-based violence, for example, because they did not deal with their own emotional traumas or whatever the reason may be for men that abuse women. But to say that being in this kind of setup would perpetuate GBV, doesn't that then point that the problem is not with the women, is with the men?
No. Men with a purpose, they know why they have to have families.
All right.
We are not here without any direction. Once you have a direction, you would know how the family setup should be. But if you have no direction, you might succumb to this. Hence, I am saying the lack of understanding why we are practicing polygamy, it's a problem.
It's the source of this proposal coming up.
Yes. Because they think we want to hold into a powerful position, we want just to have women as our subjects. No, that is not the case here. In fact, we give more honor and respect to women who are married in this kind of a setup, because it's not an easy thing to do. But I don't see any family coming out of this. Because as family, whether it's in the modern time or olden days, the sole carrier of that particular family has to come from a person who's carrying the seed, not the other way around.
I hear you, and I'm of the thought, as I've been looking at the different sides from people that support polyandry and people that don't support polyandry, that, I mean, we've moved into a time where women, like you said, don't want to have children, or women, you know, just want to have sexual relations. And it has been argued by some people that men have been using polygamy, like you said, from your side, it's an understanding that men have been a misunderstanding. I mean, that men have been using polygamy to sort of, in inverted commas, legalize cheating, which is what women said. Well, if we've been dating different guys, anyway, why not make it legal and marry different guys?
Exactly, that is the point I'm raising with you. That's the way they are viewing polygamy. They think we are legalizing cheating, whereas that is not the case. That is not why we are having more than one wife. The reasons are different from household to household.
Mm.
I can tell you now, one person will say, my grandmother from the other side is crying that her house has been neglected. Therefore, I have to take a wife. You know, and the only way to make sure that the grandmother on the other side is not crying or complaining about that is to take a wife. Cheating is here, not there. But because women, they only concentrate or believe that we have legalized cheating, therefore, they want to legalize. They are the ones who want to legalize cheating, not us.
I hear you. I could go on, but I think you have said a mouthful, and obviously you have said even more on your YouTube channel, and you've tried to explain your standpoint. And so, to the people that support polyandry, then, in addition to what you have said, that you feel like it's coming from a place of misunderstanding polygamy, first of all, and from not thinking it through, as to the effects that it will have on African families, on spirituality of African people, and so on. What would you say to them, to the people on the other side of this debate? If this was two-sided and you were here with a person who supports polyandry, what would you tell them?
I would tell that person that they must carry on living their life like that. They must not legitimize something through using our tradition. Because once they say a woman must pay lobolo, then they are using something that we hold to the highest esteem to legitimize something that we feel it's foreign, it's un-African.
Hmm.
Because lobolo is an African practice.
Yeah.
Now when you say polyandry has to also get the same merit that we practice, then we are devaluing our culture by doing so.
So essentially what you're saying is, do whatever you want to do, but do not use what we value and what we hold to the highest esteem to get your dirty work done, basically.
Yes, I'm saying they must do their part and say, but once they want to take what we practice and put it into this, then they are going, exactly, that is what I'm saying, this is a direct attack to us, you know? It's a direct attack to the institution of marriage.
Mm.
Because there are certain things that we do that we protect. For example, when you pay lobolo, you address the living and the dead in that process.
Mm.
And it means now women are going to be saying, and my other argument in this matter, women are saying, I am going to take Mr. Msenego and make him my husband. He has to then leave his surname and take my surname. But let me tell you, what they are not going to be able to achieve in that process. They are not going to be able to achieve that a person is born out of that becomes that particular wife's family, because it's a spiritual being. You can never do it in any other way. Hence, even today, people who have been misplaced in terms of saying you belong to this particular father, they will find certain problems along the way. And then they will go back and dig why I'm having these problems. They will only get to know that, no, actually, your problem is that you don't belong to that particular father. You belong to this particular family. So their argument has failed to go deeper than what they think. To say, whether I am taking this, because when you say, I am marrying you, and I'm going to pay Lobolo, automatically that says then I must surrender my surname and take your surname. I can do that on paper, but it's not going to happen to a person that is born from me, because ancestors and spirituality would not recognize that. That is going to destroy the person we have brought into earth. You see, so the debate is bigger than what is being presented.
Right. No, I hear you.
Hence, I'm saying they mustn't even consider legalizing this. They must continue doing it because as it's broken and it is.
Well, Mr. Mseleku, thank you so much for that mouthful, for, you know, defending your standpoint. I am going to have to find somebody who is for polyandry and hear if they have an argument as strong as yours, or at least as passionate as yours. Thank you so much for everything that you have shared.
If they only convince me on one point, to say, once a child is born, they will be able to convert that child to a ritual to take the other family, then I will say, no, they have power.
Well, right? At least we know the one point to use against you if we want to win this argument.
I wish I know that it is not winnable.
Yeah. No, I see why you're even sharing it. You know that it's, well, you believe that it's an impossible thing to do.
No, I meet people every day who are having problems, their spiritual problems, their life are even torn apart because of being placed in a wrong family. So how is it going to be now that when women are even doing something very, very wrong, we will get it right?
All right. No, thank you again for your views. And, well, we will see what comes of the proposal and how it eventually plays out. We will keep in touch as it goes through the process, you know, to hear what your thoughts are as more arguments are presented. Maybe somebody will have an answer to the questions that you have.
It's fine, but even there's no amount of answer.
you are where you are. Is the hill you're willing to die on?
Yes, I
see you have chosen your story and you're sticking to it. Again, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much.